This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a jam-packed Wednesday coming your way. Our weekly Loper Link, Brady Bonzo, will join us, tracks all that's left, and we'll see how they're getting ready to get geared up for the Outdoor Nationals. Also today on the show, we're going to talk with Drew Shinnick of the Tri-City Storm. USHL drafts are going on. They've had the Futures Draft, the Expansion Draft, draft. Had a draft up the kilt the other day, but today... Today, it's their entry draft, and they have traded away the number one pick in the draft. They acquired it. See, last year they got it because they were bad. This year they got it in a trade with Lincoln, and Lincoln was bad. But they have traded that away to Chicago. We'll talk about the deal with that trade, and we'll talk about that with Coach Shinnick coming up in a little bit. Troy Salisbury, head tennis coach at Kearney, is going to join us in the second half of the show as state tennis gets underway tomorrow. And in our last segment today, we're going to talk with Chuck Dummer about the Cattleman's Ball, which is right around the corner.
Sold out.
Use some help.
Yeah. Sold out. Not a ticket available in all the land. But Doug, first of all,
that's true. So what? So you think that just you think that there's no way anybody else could go to it now?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I bet you.
You on the committee? Yeah. Okay. All right.
But we've got to start off with Orlando Magic winning this series in six.
Duh.
Somebody said that yesterday on this show, and somebody was not me. Last night, the Boston Celtics find their way to...
You took the Celtics. Did you take the Celtics?
I've taken the Celtics all along. Derek, have I not been on the Celtics?
He has taken... He's been making me eat huge slices of humble pie all morning here. He has taken the Celtics, so just like he took the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, like, 2 years ago. I had to point that out to him as well.
But Derek, Vinsanity, 84% free throw shooter, clanking two of them. And not even... I mean, it's not like they rimmed out those free throws. They were not close. After Paul Pierce... made two clutch free throws to extend the lead to three.
But also, here at the end of the game, watch Vince Carter. If you're watching ESPN right now, watch Vince Carter. Okay, yeah, they're talking about J.J. Redick not calling. Look at Vince. Hands in the air, looking at the bench. What's he doing? He's not calling timeout. It doesn't matter. They didn't play well enough the first three quarters. They can't just play in the fourth quarter. And Dwight Howard seems to be limited to dunks and one-handed semi-hook shots from 6-8 feet away. But again, Daddy, I don't care, and I don't think it really made a difference in the outcome of the game. But again, just crap officiating. Again, terrible officiating. And it's taken away from the game. It took away from the game between the Lakers and the Suns, and it took away from the game last night. It's just horrible. And it's so many instances that you can't even specify them all. But if Glenn Davis is going to undercut J.J. Redick and the guards that are half his size, and they're going to call the charge, and then you get one of the refs got into it with a fan last night during halftime. Are you kidding me? You pompous, arrogant asses. That's all you are, collecting your way too high paycheck and getting to hang with the boys. Yeah. I'm an NBA official. I answer to nobody.
You think that Orlando got cheated last night by the officials?
I think the officiating was horrible.
On whose side?
All across.
Well, then
all those block charges went against the Magic. There was two in a row that were just horrible. Now, whether the Celtics got a call or didn't get a call, I'm just saying it was bad. It was bad again. And here's my point.
The best team won last night.
That's what I started the whole argument with. The whole point. Again, if you listened to anything that went on in this debate, you wouldn't repeat that. People get let go in jobs all the time. Bankers, lawyers, teacher, firemen, military. Doesn't matter what it is. High-profile jobs. When's the last time somebody that didn't get caught gambling on the game was fired as an NBA official? A Major League Baseball official, an NFL, they're so blatantly bad that if you
flip the coin and they say heads, but you think they called tails, you get fired. That seems to be the only way. What's it going to take for an NBA official to lose their whistle?
Well, I don't know when the last time was. I didn't know. I brought it up in Major League Baseball. They got rid of four people this year for not being good officials or what they thought, not living up to the Major League Baseball standard. Supposedly, they're critiqued at, especially if you get this far. Yeah, the deal at halftime when the guy's heckling the official, clearly, he threw the ball at him. He throws it back to the official. Then the official wants him kicked out. I hope that doesn't, if he's one of the best officials out there, which, according to you, he's not. I just thought down the stretch, they got Orlando back in the ballgame.
Whatever happened to Steve Javy and Dick Bavetta? Where are those guys? Why aren't they doing these games?
They're saving them for the finals. Saving them for the finals. It's time for Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. Your textbooks, the cheapest textbooks, they guarantee, yes, summer school. Some folks are out for the summer. Some are hankering down. You need those textbooks. Contact the College Store. Shop online if you want. TheCollegeStore.com. I guess that's what the college kids do these days. It's something called the internet.
Well, see, summer school is only 2 weeks long, so you don't need to get them to the first end of the first week.
Yeah, and let's not go back at you. And again, also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans, and we've got a lot to talk about. The highlight is that UNK just this morning has been declared the all-sports champion in the RMAC, barely. And we'll get to that in a moment, but part of the reason, and maybe the reason that pushed him over the top, the first RMAC Outdoor Men's Track Championship in UNK history. And we talked with him briefly after this event last Wednesday. Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brady, I mean, you guys contributed to the all-sports indoor, outdoor, cross-country, and I'm sure all the coaches at UNK are pretty stoked about that this morning. And welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just found out about that myself, And the way the scoring, you know, the interesting dynamic of that is I think this is the first year they changed the scoring on it. Previously, they used four, and I can't remember, core major sports or however you describe them, which are the football and basketball and volleyball and that sort of thing. And then you'd have four other sports that you can add in. And they changed the scoring to six other sports. Well, for Adams State, that can amount to men's and women's cross country, men's and women's indoor track, men's and women's outdoor track. And so it's really their attempt to win the all-sports trophy by having one really good program. And so us beating them at the outdoor track, that, in a sense, was the difference than us winning that all-sports title this year.
Brady Bonzel joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brady, you've got nationals coming up, obviously led by the throwers, as usual, kind of at Kearney.
Yeah, definitely. We've just got two men and two women going to nationals. Dane Toby's ranked number one in the discus right now and number three in the shot. Dealing with a little bit of an elbow injury right now just from throwing the javelin at the conference meet to help us win. Marty Molina's seated 10th in the triple jump. And then we've got Kylie Peterson and Sam Murphy in the women's shot put. Sam's rated 6th and Kylie's 15th heading in.
Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're going to talk with Andy Meyer next week about that. And I guess the numbers are maybe not quantity, but very quality for those kids that you're going to be sending.
Yeah, you know, it's worked out that way both indoors and outdoors this year for us, where we haven't sent as many, but the ones we're sending really have an opportunity to do really well. We just, you know, I look at the men's side this year, and we had 11 different men on the national list, and only who got accepted into the meet. You know, but when you have that many on the national list, that's part of why we were able to have a good conference team this year. So a lot of numbers, a lot of guys who are pretty good, but just only a couple that actually got. And I'll tell you, the fields are deeper this year than they were the previous couple years. There are marks that in the past would have gotten, you know, Drew Onens, he was an All-American last year in the discus, and I have no doubt if he was at the national meet, he'd have a chance to finish in the top eight again. But the difference between about 10th and 20th on the national list in the discus is about 5 feet right now. And so He just didn't get in, which is kind of a shame because I knew he would, you know, it's just a matter of he maybe didn't get the right kind of wind on a particular day to get that extra couple feet and get in. So so things like that, there's just a lot more depth to it this year, which made it harder to sneak some people in.
Brady, are there still some last chance meets this weekend, or is the field set?
Nope. In fact, while I was hanging on the phone waiting for you guys, I hopped on the Internet, and they just literally in the last 5 minutes released the list of who is in the national meet. And so it's those four that I mentioned earlier.
That's the timing we have on the Doug and Danny
show.
You
guys are perfect. Yes. Yep.
Were you disappointed about that by anybody not getting in?
No, you know what? It was pretty much what we expected. We knew on the men's side that we had about three or four men who would be within shouting distance, but that probably wouldn't get in. Cliff Bodie had a great meet in the triple jump at conference and put himself pretty close. I think he missed it by three spots. Again, Drew on, and Rich Maurer missed it by just a couple spots. And even Tom Niemann in the steeplechase, he really wasn't very far off.
Brady Bonzel, head track coach at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy show. That becomes, I guess he's head track coach now, but they had the co in front of it. And Andy Meyer, just after we had talked last week, announced that he was going to be stepping aside after 13 years with what he's done with the program. How does that change what's going to be going on with UNK track and maybe specifically with what your role will be?
Well, you know, we're just starting into that process right now of determining staffing and how we're going to handle that, and just started beginning those discussions. And you know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the opportunity to put a staff together that I think, you know, long term can continue to grow this program and everything. You know, I think losing Andy is huge. I mean, I don't think people realize how good of a coach we actually had here in Kearney, Nebraska, in the throws. He's one of the best throws coaches in the country, and I tell you, really, that taps into the strength of this area. I mean, you look at not just UNK, but some other colleges at different levels within the state. There's typically an ability to take Nebraska farm kids and turn them into All-American throwers, you know, and even ones that didn't necessarily have amazing high school marks. And so he's been a great fit. He's a great coach, and so he'll definitely be missed.
Obviously, everybody wants to know who will be the thrower coach. You got anybody in mind?
We've got some people in mind, but we haven't even officially placed an ad out there yet. That usually those kinds of things usually happen just immediately after the national meet. National meet's next week, and almost immediately after the national meet is when those things are put out. So that's a process that we'll be going through probably through the month of June, I'd say.
Brady, what is a full staff of a Division II track? How many people will be on that?
Most likely four. That's how we've been operating the last several years, where there's two full-time positions on our staff and then two other graduate assistant or part-time positions.
Well, Brady, we look forward to chatting with you again here in the near future. Best of luck to all the guys and gals that are headed to Nationals, and we'll keep an eye on how things are going for you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brady. Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of our Loper Link segment. Also, this morning, it's been announced that UNK junior Jesse Thomas has been named to the All-Central Region softball team, earned second-team honors as a designated player. She was first-team All-Conference, second-team All-Region, slapped it at 351. The right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, also led the team in on-base percentage, .401.
Ambidious.
Tied for the team lead in hits, second in home runs, RBIs, and slugging percentage. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. So congratulations to Jesse as she is named to the All-Central Region, Jesse Thomas, for softball. And I think that catches us up on what's going on with UNK on this Wednesday. Brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. Textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by south of the Health and Sports Center or check them out online at thecollegestore.com. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charter West National Bank. When we come back, We're going to turn it into hockey. USHL draft going on today. Storm coach and general manager Drew Schenick will talk about what's already happened this week. They've lost a player to the expansion. They picked up six through the futures, and they've made a major trade. All that coming up next on the Doug and Daddy
what
Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons. We have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans. Good old Roundup Ready. New Roundup Ready to yield. SDS stacked. And plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity. 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields. 39R29 for dry land or top irrigated ground. 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
They run. They jump. They throw. They compete as individuals, as teammates, as teams. It's the State Track and Field Championships. Updates from Omaha's Burke Stadium Friday and Saturday. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
The sky stays cloudy across the area today. We'll see showers along with some developing storms in spots as well. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the mid and upper 50s range with a southeast wind of 10 to 20. Back to 50 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Storm coach and general manager Drew Schenick up next. Troy Salisbury talk a little state tennis coming up. Daddy, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Usually Mark from Minden, you know, he'll just send it in on his BlackBerry. But here it appears he's actually sat down and used more than three words to compose an email. Mark says, I realize that the networks are panicking that King LeBron is out of the playoffs, but there are plenty of other storylines to follow. I'm so sick of all of them talking about all of these other scenarios when there are four other teams still playing for rings. I wish that at least one network would have the cojones to not talk about it until after the season. He is going, cojones, you can have those Mondays at the Coop. He is going to command so much money from one of these teams that he's not going to be any better off on one of these already horrible teams. If it really were about getting a championship, he should tell a team like Orlando that he'll come play for them for a one-year, $10 million contract. Even if he got hurt, the guy has made so much money already, he could walk away from the game tomorrow and never have to worry about money ever again. Mark from Minden. Well, Mark, the one-year, $10 million contract didn't work out so well for Karl Malone, and organizations have to build for the future. So if you're getting LeBron, contract, salary, you can't just one-year shoot it and hope. Because you've got to be able to find the guys to come in, and that's more of a death of your franchise, although I understand what you're saying. And I don't know. It seems like there should be some teams out there that would make sense for him to go to from a marketing and a chance-to-win standpoint besides Chicago. They keep pushing this New Jersey Nets thing because the Russian owner will pay him whatever he wants, and it's New York. Again, it's the NBA. Nebraska maybe doesn't just care about it that much, but LeBron being out, I agree that let's not worry so much about LeBron, and then we had the draft lottery go last night, and everybody's panicking that the Nets got third. You know, maybe that's not a bad deal. If I recall, Michael Jordan was the third overall pick in the draft when he was selected by the Chicago Bulls. What, and you know, I'm also going to say this, John Wall, I don't know. I might be glad I don't have the number one pick. Again, when everybody tells you who you're supposed to take at number one, and you got that feeling like, man, I don't really want that guy.
See, but that much better than Evan Turner?
I think it's a weak draft class.
Well, when Rose went to Chicago and did what he's doing, that makes everything look like these young guys coming in, something that can be the next big thing.
I know you're looking it up, Derek. Do you know who the two people were picked before Michael Jordan?
Bowie?
Yeah.
I don't know the other one.
I should know. We'll effort that.
You mentioned guys that were supposed to go first. You can just look back over maybe the last 10, 15-year span and listen to some of the names of guys supposed to go first. Michael Olowokandi, Kwame Brown. I mean, you got all these. I mean, there's a graveyard of supposed to be good players that went high and didn't pan out.
Well, it's going to be interesting when he finally decides to go. All these package deals out there, Derek, Chris Bosh, LeBron, now Calipari. You know, John Calipari's name, you just shake your head and go, what a used car salesman. If that ends up being true, you just go, just leave. Go to Portugal and coach somewhere so we don't have to hear about you anymore.
That's so great. That is so great. Portugal, out of nowhere, Portugal. You come up with Portugal, out of nowhere. Really? How about lunch today?
Oh, there you're talking chicken coop, Grand Island and Kearney. Don't forget Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. Just $5, order any of the burgers off the menu, like the 7-ounce ground chuck and fries. Every Wednesday night, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, Totally Jack burger, legendary Totally Jack, legendary bacon cheeseburger, Totally Jack mushroom burger, all of them. Grand Island.
When is that?
Wednesday night.
What is Wednesday? What is today?
It's today.
Really?
Right, 5 to 10, $5. $5 gives you plenty of money to get it for free when you play Keno, too, at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Don't forget, anniversaries, birthdays, family meetings, any get-together of any kind, reunions, they've got it. Book today in Kearney. Call Scott or Colin at the Chicken Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, loads of TVs and plenty of games. The Chicken Coop is where it's at, whether you're in Grand Island, whether you're in Kearney.
Hakeem Olajuwon was the number one overall pick in 1984. Then Sam Bowie, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, and Chuck Barkley. And then Washington got Melvin Turpin, a center out of Kentucky. Not so much.
Well, hey, John Stockton went 16th overall that
Kevin
year.
Kevin Willis, Otis Thorpe, Alvin Robertson, some all-NBA players. And then, boy, after that, it took a dive.
There's a Devin Durant. He's any relation to Kevin.
Tony. Manning has signed with the Bears. Breaking news. Manning has signed with the Bears. Restricted free agent safety Daniel Manning has signed a 1-year tender offer from the Chicago Bears. A valuable special teams contributor, Manning has 11 kickoff returns for 40 or more yards over the past two seasons. Put him back there with the Hest.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
There you go, an explosive kick return team.
It's a busy week for the Tri-City Storm, and again, every year that we talk about the draft, it's hard to believe that the season hasn't been over that long, and it's time to prepare for the future. And the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Drew, good morning. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Well, we're trying to make it through. I think it's a little more relaxing for us. How about getting through day one? And again, I guess I just want to start on top here, because every year we have new hockey fans. We want to reorganize. We want to re-intelligence, I guess, the folks with hockey. What is going on? We've had an expansion draft. We have got the draft Tuesday. We've got the draft today. What has gone on in all three, and what's the difference between them all?
Well, with our league, we have allowed two new franchises in, the Muskegon Lumberjacks, the Butte Fighting Saints. So they came in just like what Youngstown did a year previous. And with that, you know, in order to kind of make them semi-competitive right off the hop, every team has had to expose players up above a threshold of protected players that each Dubuque and Muskegon can pick from. And so we had to do that. So every player, every team had to lose one, you know, potentially one player that played on the roster last year. And that draft happened on Monday. And unfortunately, we lost T.J. Schleter to the Dubuque Fighting Saints.
Now, yesterday, you go through what's called the Futures Draft, and you go through six rounds of that. This is kids that were born back in 1984 that you may not see for a couple of years, if at all. How hard is it, especially since this is just the second time through this whole process for you, how hard is it to know the talent that far out?
Well, you're projecting, and you're right. It's hard to really know for a definitive that, you know, this player or that player is going to come in and play for your organization right away. But, you know, we're certainly hoping that, you know, that they do. And this year we expanded the draft from five kids to six. And you know, we felt we had a very good draft. And some of these guys at 94s, if they're good enough, can come in and play on your roster this year. But, you know, mostly they're guys that we think will be very good a year from now. And they'll come in and kind of replace the guys that are moving on after this year.
Tim Lappett is the first guy that you select there with a pick in the second round. Obviously, that's who you wanted right all the get-go there. Talk about him and then maybe highlight a couple other picks there.
Well, you know, Tim was a guy that we weren't sure was even going to make it down to our first pick in the second round. And you know, the 94 age group was very deep, so he made it down through. But he's a very highly skilled forward that competes real hard on both sides of the puck. And I think if it's one thing the people, you know, the fans of the Storm know is that, you know, I like my guys to compete and work very hard. And, you know, Tim does have a scoring touch, but he's going to work hard in his own end. And he's going to be a guy that's going to go after the puck in the offensive end. And he was certainly a guy that we wanted and we were very happy to get. And, you know, just kind of running down the list, you know, Matt Joyeau is a young defenseman of a brother of Chris Joyeau, a player that was on our affiliate list that we drafted last year. So, you know, it's always good when you can have two brothers that are familiar, and he's a very good player in his own right, and he's another defenseman that we drafted. And, you know, with John Dora and Trevor Boyd, Dora's a defenseman from the Colorado Thunderbirds, and Trevor Boyd is a high school player in Michigan. Both guys are 6'3". You know, one's a forward, one's a defenseman, and we wanted to add a little size to our lineup, and we feel that both those guys are very, very good players. And you know, the last guy, Cody Payne, player that we took third pick, is a Florida player that was playing up in Canada that has a chance to be, you know, an NHL, high NHL pick. And we kind of took a shot in the dark. He's an OHL draft, but, you know, we're confident that we can get him.
Drew Schenick, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, all that's behind us, and currently the entry draft is going on, and this is kind of the meat and potatoes where you've found some really good kids, and the Storm organization has found some really good kids in the past. But you started out with a bang. You guys, because of some previous trades, ended up with the number one overall pick. You have went ahead and traded that pick away, and you've done some dealings with Chicago in a pretty major trade. Tell us about that.
Well, it was, and again, you know, we had the first overall pick, and, you know, we had our scouts all year, and there's definitely some good players out there, but when you go through the draft and you pick a player, and, you know, bear in mind, some of these kids have been passed over in the year's previous draft for maybe 1 or 2 years, so you don't really know what you're getting. Even if it is a first-round pick, you know you're probably going to get a pretty decent player. But we felt, you know, where our needs were, that, you know, we needed some help on the back end, and we managed to make a trade for a young man by the name of Kevin Lind and Zach Rawl, or two defensemen that you know, have already played in the league. And as a matter of fact, Kevin Lind's played for 2 years. He's got a scholarship to Notre Dame already, and Zach Rawl's already got a scholarship to Alaska Fairbanks. And, you know, we looked at it this way. If Kevin Lind was available in the draft, would we take him with the number one pick? And, you know, it was a resounding yes. So it was kind of a no-brainer trade, but it certainly wasn't easy getting it done.
So as you, and for the folks out there, you're getting actually four kids, a couple of kids that played at other organizations and that are coming through Chicago. You give up the first round pick, and then you give up the fourth round pick, and you get their fifth round pick. So you're picking up a lot of players here that you know something about, and instead of, I guess, just crossing your fingers a little bit on scouting reports for
the
weekend.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, the other two boys that we picked up from Chicago were T.J. Sarcona, a player that played out in the New Jersey Rockets organization, and a player that played at, the Honeybaked organization, and Corey Zarnik, and are two forwards off their affiliate list. And really, those were kind of guys that, were kind of deal breakers as well. They're both forwards that we project to come in and play in our organization this year. So, really, we give up two picks, get one back, but we get four players that are league ready. And certainly, we're excited to have all four of those guys.
Drew Shenick with us here for another couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show right here in the middle of the USHL entry draft. Drew, you've made, and the Zarnik kid sounds like he should be from Loup City, but as you look at all of this, you've got a lot of kids, six yesterday. You've already got four here. You've lost a couple of, you've actually just switched a couple of draft picks. So what else are you looking for as this draft progresses today?
Well, I think now, with having the trade done where we get two defensemen that are, league ready and getting a couple of forwards. But, we're going to concentrate on getting some more forwards. And I think we're probably going to concentrate on getting a little bit bigger up front as well. And, again, we're not going to really necessarily sacrifice the skill level. We want to get, a little bit more size. We'll get some forwards in there that, are hard to push around in the offensive end, and that's certainly something, we're going to be trying to get through the draft, and hopefully we can find those guys when our picks fall.
And I'm looking at all the designations here. I see the F for forward, the right wing, the defenseman. I don't see any G's on the sheet yet. Do you need to go get any more goalies?
Yeah, you know what, we do, and we've got some guys on our list, and, you can't play the game without two goalies, and right now, we were fortunate that, we do have Stephen Bolton coming back, and we're certainly going to look for a very capable guy behind Stephen to make sure that, we have a good tandem in net, but, you can never discount the goalie situation. As everybody knows, you're only as good as your goaltender, and, we feel Stephen, progressed very well this year for us behind Carson, and now we just have to make sure that we draft the right guy behind Steven to progress for the following year.
Drew, I have to ask you, Kirk, the crew came in almost immediately at this time, and I think you were only on board maybe 2 weeks, if that, 10 days before the draft last year. A lot more comfortable this year?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a night and day difference last year. It seemed like we were going in 100 different directions at once, but, my scouting staff, Randy Montrose, who's my director of scouting, and Scott Gardner, who's been his right-hand man, have done a tremendous job with the staff that we do have in place of getting a list of young men that are going to be available and ready and willing to come to play for the Tri-City Storm. Whether we get all those guys in the draft will remain to be seen, but they've done a tremendous job, and it certainly made mine and Kirk's hair stay on our head a little bit more.
Drew Shenick of the Tri-City Storm joining us last minute here. Drew, what happens now after the draft? When do you bring the kids in? What's your strategy on how to get a look at all of them together?
Well, after the draft, obviously we'll inform all the players, who were selected, that they were picked by us. Our training camp is going to start June 6th in Las Vegas. We're going to have an open camp from the 6th to the 9th, and then we're going to have a main camp from the 10th to the 13th, and that'll give us a look at all of our picks, all of the players that we acquired in the futures draft, versus the players that we have coming back. So we kind of have a feel for where we're at. And then after that, it's just a matter of kind of sorting it all out and seeing who fits where and kind of, picking your there. And then we'll reconvene at the end of August in Kearney, and away we go back for another USHL hockey season.
All right, Drew, we're down to the final four for the Stanley Cup. I think my bracket, like most, got shot and bit and chewed all up. I at least have Chicago making the finals, but Derek likes Philadelphia. Who do you like out of this final four?
Well,
We're all rooting for Montreal. There's no doubt about that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Habs fan, always have been, so I'm not going to bet against them. I bet against them the first two series of the They slapped me upside the head with that. So even though they had a tough first game, I'm still going with the Montreal Canadiens.
Well, Drew, good luck the rest of today. We'll talk to you soon when you get all the kids organized, and continued success with the Tri-City Storm, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Coach. And a big trade on Derek. I want to go to you. What your thoughts? You've got a chance to watch this kid from Chicago play more than the rest of us.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player, pretty good prospect there, considered an NHL prospect as well. Not in the same mold as Jaden Schwartz or anything like that, but looks like he can play at the next level. So, it looks like a good trade. The way they you know, the way it worked out last year, we had the trades where we had some of our top picks never even got through camp, never even showed up to play for the team. This way, we're getting experienced players that have proven their worth in the league and a couple of other guys that are coming in, look pretty good. We're giving up our picks. So, hey, I think the guys did a real great job here with this trade.
Well, I hope he's hungry because he's a one-year player. He's one and done because then it's off to Notre Dame if that's what he elects to do. He's committed to Notre Dame. So that's one thing about picking a 17-year-old kid and one thing about picking a guy that's only got 1 year left for your organization, in, out, and gone. And I think maybe it's some of these other guys that in Zach Rawl and Sarcona and Zarnik.
Could be a bonus.
It's got to be from Loop City. Corey Zarnik, I don't know. I mean, it says you play, you know, with the midget minors. You know, it's got to be. Zarnik's got to be from Loop City.
You know, they're bringing in the experience, and if you look at the teams that have won over the last couple of years, you had Green Bay this year, very experienced team. You had Indiana last year, very experienced team. That, you know, they got Mike Cicci in the middle of the year from us, which just added to the experience factor there. So I think the way to go right now in the USHL is get proven players in. I mean, you never know what you're getting in the draft with some of these younger kids. So you get guys in with some USHL experience, and that proves, you know, that proves to be a factor down the stretch.
All the Storm players were new, right? I mean, there was no experience on this team.
Oh, we had a couple of guys returning from last year, guys like Rick Pinkston, things like that. But really, I mean, if you look at the roster of a whole this last year, a very young team.
And, of course, as always, the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by the fine folks at Burger King with two locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids. And on the north side of town at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Before we go to break, would you like to apologize to Mike Anderson?
I thought you and me were going to go at it, buddy.
Coming up, Troy Salisbury, tennis coach at Kearney High, to preview state tennis. Chuck Dummer is going to join us in studio to talk about the Cattleman's Ball in our last segment, so we'll take a break and be right back.
Today, I thought it'd be nice to have a bit of music while we talk about Geico's great savings. So I made a little mixtape for you, if you don't mind. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving millions of people money on their car insurance. We're talking savings of 15% or more. So just sit back and relax knowing that GEICO's... Oh, I forgot that was on there.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Memorial Day, I will not turn my backyard into a botanical wonderland.
I will simply water the lawn.
I will go to Ace.
And get it done fast.
And then I will grill the world's biggest steak.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace's Memorial Day weekend sale, get an Adirondack chair for just $29.99 and Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for just $9.99 a gallon with an extra $4 mail-in rebate. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices and rebate good at participating stores May 28th through 31st. Limit 2 on rebates. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies stay cloudy across the area today, we'll see showers along with some developing storms in spots as well. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the mid and upper 50s range with a southeast wind of 10 to 20, back to 50 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, it looks like they're going to rain us out on the courtyard tonight. So that means we got to go inside to Cunningham's Journal in the loft.
No problem.
Let's go up to the loft. It ain't raining up there.
Ah, cold as beer and Carney.
There you go. Cold as beer, as you said. You can watch Husker baseball, but only for one more weekend. Major League Baseball, all of your favorite teams are there with the package. Watch the NBA and NHL playoffs. Watch a little golf. Whatever it is that you want to watch. Heck, there's lacrosse on. Whatever it is, they've got it for you on all their great televisions. I don't even know if there's a wall there because there's TVs everywhere. And rumor has it, the shrimp are on the Barbie again. And outstanding there. And don't forget, when the courtyard, when the weather is not like this weekend, it's going to be outstanding. Friday, Saturday, check it out, the courtyard, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. It's just an outstanding place to meet with your friends after work or any time over the weekend at Cunningham's Journal. Let's take a apology. Apology?
No, that's what you waited for all year from the Nebraska baseball team. Something that, you know, to really jumpstart them, get them on a roll. It just came too little too late. Great win last night. I guess you get a salvage one in the deal from Creighton. Creighton comes out and plays it like they're a Super Bowl every time they play Nebraska. Nebraska answered the call last night and just blasted them.
State track gets underway on Friday. State tennis tomorrow. State soccer is over. And Hastings gave Lincoln Pius X all they wanted. Maybe didn't have as many scoring opportunities as they had hoped. Pius beat them 1-0. Their 11th shutout of the season. Pius played 17 games. They shut out 11 opponents. But this was only the third time out of those 17 that they scored less than two goals. Hastings gave them all they wanted. They started the season with a 7 straight wins, school record. Finished with 14 wins. That's a school record. Won their first ever state tournament game. Obviously, their first ever state final. So congratulations to Coach Nanfito and the kids. State runner-up in Lincoln East. They had to play a lot of extra periods throughout the year, but they went 24-0 and won the state Class A boys soccer championship.
With a freshman goalkeeper.
4-2 in overtime over Omaha South yesterday. Also, in golf, congratulations to Kearney and Grand Island. They sneak in, I guess you'd have to say. They take the top three in each district, and they finish third in their two separate districts. Grand Island hosted at Riverside. They edged out Lincoln Southeast by one shot, and Kearney was four shots better than fourth place Lincoln North Star at Papillion in Class D at Curtis, Alma, Medicine Valley, and Loomis. Will advance on to state. State golf is next Tuesday and Wednesday. Class B, Metal Ark Hills. Class C, Kearney Country Club. Class A in Lincoln at Pioneers. And Class D is at the River's Edge in North Platte. Well, we hope, even though it's a nice little stream, that the Marshall Farm will not have a day like this coming up on June the 4th and 5th as we get ready for the Cattleman's Ball. And Chuck Dummer, as we all know, associated with Pheasants Forever, is also spending his time helping get this Cattleman's Ball off the ground. And it takes a lot of work to do it. Chuck, welcome back in.
Thank you very much. And before we go any further, I want to just say for all the coaches out there, hang on. Don't tune away from this just yet. I got something for you, too.
Uh-oh. Cancer the boot. That's the big thing. I think we are all hearing about the Cattleman's Ball and Randy Travis coming in, and they always have a country music star do what they do. And Donovan had it last year, and we didn't have, we had great entertainment. We didn't have a very nice day for it. But outside of that, we're predicting a sunny, beautiful, 80-degree weather. And we've been hearing about it for a long time, but it's all to raise money for the Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely. This is something that actually we got started on last September. Some of our members, even before that, we've set up now 33 committees. All the committee heads are in place. Everything is ready to go. And basically, for those 33 committees, we pretty much have the volunteers in place. And then the big news, of course, which will hit everything today, is that yesterday, as of noon, we are completely and totally sold out of tickets. We sold 1,000 of the $600 level, and we sold 3,000 of the $65 level. We do anticipate we'll have our 4,000 people in attendance. It's going to be quite a party.
Yeah, Chuck, that obviously was the goal, to get this deal sold out. More money, the better. Things come together faster than you envisioned when you're putting this deal together.
I think so. I think a lot of our committee heads would say that when it comes to solicitation of whatever it was that they were after, it did come together in a hurry, and there's a very simple reason for that. Everybody in this room knows somebody that has died of cancer, that has cancer, is undergoing treatments for cancer, and there's no cure for it, guys. You know, if you get lucky, maybe chemo will take care of it. Or in one of our family members' cases, a 6-inch piece of colon was removed, and it got rid of it. But that's what convinced us when we were approached by Norse Marshall, and he said, would you guys volunteer to solicit volunteers? My wife and I said, yeah, we've got a reason to.
And we've dealt with some coaches on a daily basis and a yearly basis that have battled that, and sometimes it's not as public as you would think. Maybe the family, maybe the community knows about it, but maybe not a lot of other people. And it's not something that you want to publicize. You want to get through it. You want to survive it, and you want to move on. And this is a big, big event. I've had a chance to be to a couple of these. It's been a while. It's a fun time, but the reason it's a fun time is you got to have everybody making sure it goes off without a hitch.
Yeah, and I sincerely hope that we can do that. I think we can. Certainly all the committee chairs and all their reports would indicate that everything is right on target and ready to roll. And as I was kidding with Tony here a minute ago, you know, we have plan A and plan B. Plan A is it's going to rain, and plan B it isn't. For Friday night's reception, as an example, that's going to be held on an island out in the river. And for goodness sake, what we don't need is 4 inches of rain in North Platte 3 days before that, or we're going to have some problems. But we've got contingencies are set up all the way around, everything from wood chips to sand, tow trucks. We've tried to cover everything. We even have an OnStar dealer that's going to be out there in case you lose your keys for your car and can't find them.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, but you still need some volunteers, and that's one of the reasons that you've come in today. What do you need?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I can't sell tickets anymore because there aren't any, so we'll go from there. I'll tell you what we need. A few days before the event, basically starting Wednesday, the first 18-wheelers begin to arrive. And as an example, the first one is going to contain 540 8-foot tables and matching chairs. We need at least 30 to 40 volunteers to help get that all unloaded and moved. Second, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the next 18-wheeler rolls in with about the same amount on it. On Thursday, June 3rd, another truck arrives at 10, and it just keeps going like that right up until Friday at noon. We need groups. What we need to do is have a lot of our coaches out there talk to their football, soccer, basketball teams, whatever it happens to be, and see if they can get these young people to come out there and help out, especially our new UNK women's basketball coach who said that he wants to get very much involved with the community. Hello, coach. Bring those young ladies out there. They can lift and carry along with the best of them. And we will have a lot of other things that will be going on, too. So that's what we're looking for. And if there are groups out there that would like to stand up and be counted, and when I say groups, let's say five or more, and perhaps up to 30 at a shot, they need to contact Sherry Morrow immediately. And they need to call her so that she can get them scheduled. And, you know, before I get out of here, I'll give you phone numbers and all that good stuff on where to reach Sherry. Sherry is the volunteer coordinator. She will tell these people where they will be. Now, if you want to come out by yourself and help out, we're not going to hold you back. Come on out. We'd love to have you.
Let's go ahead and give those numbers then, Chuck, so folks can get them wrote down and remember that it is Sherry that they're trying to get a hold of. And how can they contact her?
Yeah, they can reach Sherry at Area 308. 440-5384. Again, that's Area 308. 440-5384. And keep trying until you get her. We need probably another 100 to 150 volunteers to step in and do this. Most of everything else is already covered, including parking and even the 15 or 20 guys that are going to be on horses to help direct traffic.
Chuck, you're not talking about from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. Yeah. There's stuff, if you got 2 hours of your time to donate, run out, give you 2 hours, give you 3 hours, whatever you've got of your time, go out and help the folks out. They'd be more than happy to have you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't anticipate people having to come out and stay forever. Just come out, have a good time, get with a lot of other people, and just help lift and lug and carry and do whatever is needed. As you can imagine, I didn't even scratch the surface on some of the stuff that's going to be going on that needs to be set up. Thank God we don't have to set up that big tent. They are going to bring professionals in to do that one. We're not going to fool with that thing.
Chuck, anything else that the folks need to know as we get ready for the Cattlemen's Ball on the 4th and 5th?
Our goal this year is to write a check to the Epley Cancer Research Center for $1 million. And as you know, there are no administrative expenses whatsoever that come out of this. This check is written directly to the Epley Cancer Research Center. And so we're enthused about this. We're fired up. We've got to find a cure for cancer. And the Epley Cancer Research Center is, they actually maintain the global database for cancer research. Not many people are aware of that. We've got to keep these people going, keep those scientists going till we find a cure for this awful thing.
Chuck, we will see you out at the Marshall Farm. We appreciate you coming in, and we'll get folks pointed in the right direction.
In fact, one quick direction. South out of Kearney, over the bridge, first road to your right, go 4 miles. You won't be able to miss it.
You can't go left there, so go right.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troy Salisbury previews the state tennis tournament with us after this.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was looking for... There it is, the Scott's All-Star Ballot Box.
That's the one. And don't forget, not only can you cast your All-Star vote here at Lowe's, you can also enter to win a VIP trip to the All-Star Game, compliments of Scott's.
Whoa, the roar of the crowd, the crack of the bat.
I know, and this is the only retailer where you can enter your All-Star vote and enter to win a VIP trip to this year's All-Star Game. Good luck.
Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Scott's is an official sponsor of Major League Baseball. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The sky stay cloudy across the area. Today we'll see showers along with some developing storms in spots as well. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the mid and upper 50s range with a southeast wind of 10 to 20, back to 50 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 54. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How about a little buffet for lunch today, Daddy?
You're talking about Godfather's Pizza. They are open right now. Their new location, North 2nd and 42nd in the Archway Plaza. It's just straight west of Complete Nutrition. Now bigger and better with two dining rooms, seating for over 140 people, a game area, and the new lunch buffet served 11 till 2, 7 days a week, only $6.50, includes salad bar, Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, oh so fine, dine in or call 234-9444. Full catering service, room for private parties, and extended hours, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. Delivery every day during score hours. You're really hungry? You got to try a calzone. They're huge and oh so good. Plus, you pick the filling, and each one is made to order, just like their pizzas. Godfather's Pizza. Check them out. New location, North 2nd Avenue and 42nd Street, just west of Complete Nutrition.
Troy Salisbury, the head coach of the Kearney High girls tennis team, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to depart for Omaha and the state meet. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program as we get ready to get this state tennis tournament underway. And there's always strategy involved to try and maximize points. You don't really know what kind of matchups you're going to get until they're drawn out, which they have been. But it looks like your doubles teams are going to be where you are focusing most of your attention. Is that the truth?
Yeah, we've been strong in doubles all season, and the girls, all of the girls on our team really know how to play doubles, and so it really helped us, and we have some great records that got us some good seeds down at state this year.
Troy, we talk about this, maybe the transition of some out-of-city schools making a run in the soccer. Is it like that in tennis, too? Are you able to become more competitive the last few years?
You know, the last 5 years, I think, at Kearney, we definitely have become more competitive. Grand Island's been in there once in a while. But usually the strength is definitely in the Lincoln and Omaha schools in tennis. But we kind of want to maybe flex our muscle a little bit in doubles this year and show the other schools in the East that we can play doubles.
Let's talk about your doubles teams and what you expect out of these double teams with setting at the number two doubles. You've got the second seed in Kaylin and Thielen, and then you've got Candace Green and Dominique Kropp as the four seed at the number one doubles. What is their bracket drawn out like? How far can these young ladies go?
Well, really, I think, they have a great shot to don't see a seeded team until the quarterfinals. And then, if we win that match, I think you get to the second day and you're in the semis. I think once you get to that, anything can happen. You can play with anybody and beat anybody. And I think we've realized that this year, those girls. And so I'm hoping, we can just gain confidence with each match we play down there and continue to play better every match we play.
Troy, what's the goal for this team going down to Omaha?
Oh, I would definitely say getting our teams to the second day is a definite goal. And then once we get that, then, hopefully even possibly a state championship in one of the divisions or either. And, hopefully top five as a team would be a definite, I think, possibility if we do well.
Troy Salisbury joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little of Kearney High tennis. The state meet begins for A and B tomorrow. A's in Omaha and B will be in Lincoln. About the singles, you've got Lauren Andrews at number one, and it looks like she will have a chance to be very competitive in the first match, and whoever wins that then will draw out against the number two seed, where Kate Sonnenfeld at the number two singles goes against the seven seed right away. What about their matchups in the first round?
Well, I think, like you said, Lauren, I think, has definitely a winnable match. She got a very good favorable draw for us, and she's been very consistent for us all season. She's been in almost every position for us, and she goes out there and gives 100% every time. And so I think she has a great shot at getting four huge team points for us. And Kate Sonnenfeld has a little tougher draw in the seventh seed, but we know a lot about that girl, and we've been kind of preparing for her. So hopefully we're going to go out and maybe pull off an upset in that one.
I'll be honest with you, Troy, Lauren Andrews, nothing against the other girls, but she's my favorite player on your team, and I just want to give her a shout-out. Good luck tomorrow. As far as the team race goes, Troy, is there a clear-cut favorite or two that does stand out to be kind of ahead of the competition here?
Well, I think the favorite is definitely Omaha Marion. They've got either the one or two seed in almost every division. And then it's going to be a dogfight, I think, for that second, third, fourth position. So I think Lincoln Southwest is up there, Westside, Millard North is in there. There's just a lot of teams have a couple good divisions, and then they fill in. So, I think, if we do well in doubles, we could be in that mix as well.
Any thoughts on how the UNK tennis season went?
Well, I hear they got a new coach this year, so but I think they did really well. I was very pleased with their performance, and we actually have two of our girls, Dominique Kropp and Candace Green, are going to walk on to play for them next year.
Well, that'll be outstanding, and we will have coverage and updates from the tennis tournament Thursday and with our track coverage Friday. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend. It's been a pretty good spring, soccer, tennis, track for Kearney High. And, Coach, best of luck to you and the young ladies in Omaha in the next couple of days. Thanks for giving us some time here on the show.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care. Troy Salisbury, head coach of the Kearney tennis team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Over in Class B, want to talk about that as well. Kearney Catholic's Mary Stewart is the top seed at the number two singles. You've got Jessica Wojcik and Michaela Ostick of Central Catholic, a number two seed in doubles. Central Catholic looks like they could make some serious noise. They are in the top three seeds in every Class B division.
Should be a great opportunity for some people to go down there to Lincoln and Omaha to their wherever their meet is held and make a little noise down there. Hopefully, like Trey said, you advance that second day.
Well, we get out of here with this note. Chai Chai Rodriguez robbed inside his home today by three assailants who stole cash and jewelry worth $500,000. Masked man woke Chichi Rodriguez and his wife around 1:45 this morning. The 74-year-old is the winner of 8 PGA tournaments. A little shaken up, still in shock because they were asleep at the time. So hopefully everything okay there.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that's one thing you don't have to worry about with us, Doug. Them people stealing $500,000 worth of stuff from us.
Huskers 21, Creighton 5. You want to apologize?
Hey, great win for Nebraska. Good Lakers, to see you finally woke up.
Lakers Phoenix, who you got tonight?
Lakers just overpowering them, I think, again.
Tomorrow on the show, Texas Tech baseball coach Dan Spencer, Kearney High boys track coach Roger Matheson. We want to thank Brady Bonzel from the UNK track program, Troy Salisbury, tennis coach at Kearney High. Also want to thank Drew Shipp, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and Chuck Dummer for joining us on the show today.
Do you want to apologize to the Boston Celtics? We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.